Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline.
Hello?
My person. How are you doing today?
Hey!
Hi!
This is for you. Hello?
Hi, again, this is Carolina calling on a recorded line regarding the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Okay, come here.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Again, this is Carolina calling on a recorded line regarding the Roundup lawsuit.
Oh, yes.
Perfect. Uh-huh. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
What do you mean? Because I talked to someone earlier.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And did you sign any paperwork with another legal?
No, I haven't. They said that because they went to lunch and he said he was going to call me back in 20 minutes or something.
Oh.
But he was transferring me over to an attorney or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do I do?
Let's see here.
Because he said it was a comeback 20 minutes, but...
Okay, do you remember who it was that you spoke with?
Who was it? Oh, shoot. I didn't get his name. He just started asking me questions, you know? So I was just like... Because it's my first time doing this, so like, I don't really...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no worries. I can take off where he left off here. Again, okay. You wanted to see if you met the criteria to participate, is that right?
Yeah, if I qualify, you know?
Yeah,
for the,
of course.
You know?
And again, you haven't signed any paperwork with another legal agency?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, sounds good. And was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
This is myself.
Okay, yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know which type of non-Hodgkin's it was?
The type was, B-cell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do see here diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Do you think that would have been it?
Yeah. What was that? I didn't get it.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Was that the one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It was, the first stage, yeah.
Yeah, and when was it that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed. It was, I believe diagnosed. I'm sorry, there's all kinds of dates, you know, I gotta remember, and, I started treatment on March 21st, 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was when you started.
And my diagnosis was March 10th of 22.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that was March 10th of 2022, you said?
Yeah, then I started getting treatment on March 21st.
Okay. I see. And where did you spray the Roundup, by the way? Was this at home?
It was at home. You know, I was, sprayed. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I used it for like 11 years, you know.
Oh, wow. 11 years. And throughout those 11 years, how often were you spraying it? Was it a couple times a month, a couple times a week?
Well, it was twice a week, you know?
Okay, about two times a week.
Yeah, two times a week, no.
Mm-hmm. And at home, do you know anyone else that sprayed it or anyone that was...
No, it was just me because
I'm
the only one that works on the yard, you know?
I see. And do you have the home address of where you sprayed it?
Yes.
And what was that?
It was at 8300 Cherry Avenue in Fontana, California. Space 8, actually, you know.
Okay.
It's a trailer park, so Space 8.
Okay.
You get the...
Yes, Space 8. Okay, so I got 8300 Cherry Avenue, Fontana, California, 92335, and that was in Space 8, you said, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And is this your current address?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed 2 years ago?
I was 41.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
I got to get one because it's been a long time since or maybe my mom has it, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you did spray it.
Someone's
I can
on the line. It might be, what should I do? It might be him because you're on the landline, so I don't know.
Okay. That's okay. No worries. If we are on a landline and I need to send anything, I'll just send it to whatever smartphone you have available, but that's okay. It is a little redundant, but I do need yes or no. Did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Did I spray it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sprayed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Now, have you ever received a diagnosis of HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, lupus, anything like that?
No.
Okay. How about a cancer requiring therapy besides this one?
Yes. They gave me chemotherapy, like 6 cycles for 6 months.
Okay.
Then they gave me 1 month of painkillers.
Okay. So chemotherapy and some painkillers. Mm-hmm. And this was for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever had a cancer besides this one?
No.
Okay. Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. Now, what was your first name?
Philip?
Was that P-H-I-L-I-P?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Philip, what was your middle name? Did you have one?
My middle name, Albert.
Okay, Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your last name?
Martinez,
M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and did you have a suffix to your name, Philip?
What?
A suffix? A junior, senior?
No.
Okay.
Just regular.
Yeah, no worries. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Male. And your marital status?
Separated.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
7/18/1981.
Okay, again, that was 7 as in July 18, 1981. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. And Philip, your social as well?
557-6965. Seven, one.
Okay, one more time. That was 557-6965-71. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and Philip, how did you learn the connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was this on social media? Something you saw?
Yes,
online?
It was on TV. I seen it on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, a commercial.
So I was just like, okay, I'm gonna give this a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, and that's exactly what we're here for. If we can help in any way, we will definitely try our best. Do you know when it was that you found out about that connection? Was that recently?
I seen it a long time ago, but then I just started having symptoms, and I forgot.
Was that in 2022 that you found out that there might have been a connection between the Roundup and your diagnosis?
Yeah, when I was going through all this,
okay.
I heard, they're talking about it, and, I wonder,
Yeah, of course.
That's probably where it's from,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's your height, Philip?
5'7". No, 5'9", I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. 5'9", and what's your weight?
I weigh like 150. What?
Okay, like 150. And do you have an email that you use?
Yes, I have an email.
Okay, what was that?
It's a PM7585933@gmail.com.
Okay, so again, this was P as in Paul, M as in Mom, 7585933@gmail.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the phone number I have here is 909-429-9110. Is that right as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Okay. And again, it is a little redundant, Philip, but I just need yes or no. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And when did you start spraying it? Was this like 20... 2010, around there.
It was April of 2010.
Okay. Mm-hmm. April of 2010. And
then I stopped, then I stopped using it like around September. It was 2021, September 21.
Okay. I see. So around April of 2010 to around September of 2021. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you mind me asking why you stopped using the Roundup? Was it, you know, some symptoms you started feeling?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I stopped because I was getting like a headaches. You know, like everything started to hurt on me. You know, like my back, my chest, and you know, then I've been losing weight. I've been losing weight too. You know, a lot of weight.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, what the heck is going on here? You know.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. And again, I am so sorry to hear that. Do you remember how it was that you applied the Roundup? Was it with the hand sprayer that it typically comes with?
Yeah, it was that one, okay. One like a you know, big bottle. Then
yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Do you know the little spray thing? Yeah.
Do you know if it was the concentrated that you have to dilute with water? Did it come
pre-mixed?
Yes,
it was the one you mix with water. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And did you use any protective gear? Any gloves, eyewear, mask?
Well, I used gloves, you know, then and I would have to like sometimes you know I'll see weeds in the yard and I'll just like I just grab it without gloves, you know, and spray.
Oh yeah.
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 So, but you know, because the weeds grow like real bad right here.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. And where did you apply it at home? Was this like on a garden? Was
oh,
it a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, my garden. This around the house, you know?
Okay.
All over around the house. Because I had to use it a lot because I
yeah.
I live in a trailer park and the you can't let your yard, you know, overgrow or you'll get fined. So, you know, I'm
oh, I understand.
Yeah, so I'm constantly using that stuff for, you know, it'll stop growing for a while. You know?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you only use this in the state of California?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So it does ask approximately how many times you sprayed in your lifetime. So I can try to do some math on here. Okay, if you used it about twice a week,
mm-hmm.
that'd be about 8 times a month. And then that over a span of 1 year would be just under 100, and then obviously times those 11 full years, it comes just over 1,000 full exposures. Now, that is including small touch-ups here and there, and this is over the course of 11 years. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, like 11, yeah, mm-hmm. Because you got, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Of course. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, Agent Orange, anything like that?
No.
Okay. That's really good to hear. And Philip, do you remember where the Roundup was purchased? Was this at a
Home Depot in Fontana.
Okay. Do you have any receipts of that?
You know what? No, you know what? I don't know if I can dig them out, but I usually just throw the receipts away when I buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I do the same. No worries. What I can do here is I'll put that there are no receipts that way in case you find them. If you don't find them, that's completely fine. If you do come to find them, you can always provide that in, you know, and it only supports the case. So no worries.
Okay.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession? Do you have any at home?
Actually, I threw all that stuff. I threw it away.
Good. Yeah. No, I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear. Have you ever smoked it all, Philip?
Have I smoked?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Not at this minute because I'm, you know, pretty sick, you know.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. That kind of went into my next question. I was going to ask if you lost any time away from work because of any, you know, health conditions or treatment.
Yeah, I stopped working because of my, you know.
Yeah.
I had to go to chemotherapy and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped. So I haven't been working.
And how long has it been? Has it been the full 2 years and then some?
Yeah.
Since you've been able, not okay.
Yes.
Okay, just one second, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have any military background, Philip?
No, I don't.
Okay. And have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed for disability, workers' compensation claims, or for bankruptcy?
No, no.
Okay. Okay. And have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, it was Dr. Boris, I believe. Yeah, Dr. Boris, yeah.
Boris.
Boris, I can't pronounce his last name.
Do you know kind of how it's spelled? Just
it's,
see if
it's,
I can find it.
I think it's Bagdasarian, I believe.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
I did find Dr. Boris Bagdasarian.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah.
Okay, I did find her. It looks like she's based in Glendale. Does that
yeah,
sound like
okay.
the one? Okay. Perfect. And where was it that you were diagnosed?
It was at the San Bernardino County.
Okay.
Yeah, San Bernardino. Well, they sent me to the where is it? The chemotherapy at the cancer center.
Mhm.
San Bernardino.
Okay, San Bernardino County, and you said this was a cancer center.
Yes.
Let's see here.
Well, that's well, they sent me to the, you know, outpatient treatment at the San Bernardino Cancer Center.
Okay.
Where I went to San Bernardino Hospital, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. I can't find the San Marino Hospital for some reason. Let's
mm-hmm.
see here.
The San Bernardino County Medical Center.
And you're saying Marino like M-A-R-I-N-O?
What is that?
You're saying Marino like
M-A-R-I-N-O. No, San Bernardino.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where I was not
yeah.
hearing right. Okay, no worries. Let me see here. Okay, now I see San Bernardino, let's see here, Cancer Care Center. Is that the one?
Yeah, I went there.
Okay, and this was for treatment, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and was this the same location where you got diagnosed?
Was it the same? No, it was a different, it was a San Bernardino County Hospital.
Okay, just 1 second. Okay, do you have the medical records for this?
I believe that they're there, but I don't really keep on, you know, keep anything on me because I have a couple papers, but I'm not, sure
mm-hmm.
that I can provide it.
That's okay, as long as you said the hospital has them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, yeah, no worries. So I looked up the San Bernardino. I see a community hospital of San Bernardino, Dignity Health. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And again, just 1 second. Okay, and how else has the diagnosis impacted your life? Do you have any long-lasting side effects or any conditions you would want us to take note of?
Yeah, I have, on my neck,
mm-hmm.
you know, have pain, you know. Then.
Okay. Do you have anything
like
shortness
give
of breath?
Me, five injections,
wow.
in my right arm,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they made, a lot of things to me.
Yeah, of course. Now, remind me, you said you did the chemotherapy. They had you on some painkillers. Did you ever do any radiation surgeries or any transplants?
Well, the chemotherapy, they gave me, I was there for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And like six cycles. I did like the radiation thing like for six cycles.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I see. And again, I am so sorry to hear that. Mhm. Okay, so it was the chemo and radiation.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Now, we do require an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
For no, well, actually, there's some here all the time on my on the house phone. So someone
mm-hmm.
will pick up at 24/7, you know.
Okay.
And I'm here all the time, so.
Okay. Again, we just need someone to keep on file. We don't typically contact.
Oh, okay. Like
yeah.
a number, like a
exactly.
Regina Marquez.
Okay, Regina Marquez. And what was the phone number that I could take down?
Well, it's the same number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, this was not the 909 number?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No worries. And what was the relationship to Regina?
She's my girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. Now, again, I have your address here. It's 8300 Cherry Avenue in Space 8. Fontana,
yeah.
California, 92335. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, great. So what I am going to do now is I'm just going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
I'm not familiar with that. Oh, is it like when you send you something, you have to sign? It's like
yeah, exactly right.
Okay, okay. Okay, yeah. It,
okay.
It, you send it to my email?
I was going to ask, do you have a preference? I can send it to your email, text message, both.
Yeah, can you send it to my email?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I am just drafting this. Before I send it, I do just want to go over some of the information that's on here.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 second while I pull it up, okay? Okay. Again, your email was pm7585933@gmail.com?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then I have your name on here as Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Albert,
mm-hmm.
A-L-B-E-R-T, Martinez, common spelling.
Mm-hmm.
I have your address on here is, again, 8300 on Cherry Avenue, Space 8, Fontana,
mm-hmm.
California. I see your social is 557-69-6571 and your date of birth July 18th of 1981. Is that all
yes.
correct? Okay,
yes.
Great. I did just press send. If you don't mind, you can pull up your email and let me know when that does come through.
Okay, second. Okay, it's... Okay. Is it where is it? Okay, I see it right here. Hernandez?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, got it. Retainer. Okay. Oh, the retainer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's just giving the law firm permission to go ahead and pull the medical records and get the case started for you. If you do have any problem signing, I'll stay on the line. But for the most part, it's just following the yellow brick road. Anywhere where it's yellow is just going to have you tap on that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I signed all this right here on the, hello?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Going to have you sign on there. Anywhere where it's in yellow, if there's a next or continue button, you're going to tap on those. Besides that, it's going to have small little yellow boxes for you to tap on, and it'll put your signature on there.
How does it look so far? You think I'll be okay, or
as far as your signature?
No, with this case here. My initial. PAM. Okay, so do I upload that one, or how do I?
It's gonna have a finish button for you at the end. If you have signed all the signature fields, tap on the yellow boxes. There should be a finish button. Do you see that?
Okay, got that one. Okay, sign here. Okay, what's this? Oh, it's pretty quick. I thought I had to keep on doing it. Hello,
no,
there?
Yeah, I'm still here. It is fairly quick. Did you see the finish button?
Yeah, the finish, push that one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'll let you know when I get that on my end. I still haven't received it. After you press finish, it'll take you back to another field that maybe was accidentally skipped.
It says, security manager agreement will just take one more step. Finish up your account. Let's see.
Oh, I just got it on my end. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, you got
it? Yes, okay. I did get it. So you should be done with the whole signing process, Philip. You can exit that screen. I know sometimes it asks for extra steps, but that's just unrelated. So what I am going to do now, Philip, is I'm going to send you a text message. Okay, this text message is going to have my contact information. It's actually coming from my direct line. So if you want to save my number, it's just Carolina, and you could put Roundup Lawsuit,
well,
whatever.
Well, on the, because I only have a landline, I don't have a cell
phone.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's okay. I can actually email it. No worries.
Okay, yeah, that'd be better.
Yeah, I can email it, and then it's going to have, like I said, my direct line. If you want to reach out, if you have any questions, you can always reach out, and I'd be more than happy to help you. And then it is going to have the law firm's phone number. Now, I wouldn't recommend reaching out within the next 48 hours. It does take a while for them to process the paperwork and get you in their system.
Okay.
So if you have any questions before they reach out, you can always ask me. Besides that, they are going to be reaching out just to verify some information with you, Philip. It's going to be right there in the email.
What happened to the other guy that was calling? Is he from the same as you or like?
I think it was from our same office. He would have done the same thing as myself.
Yeah, because he sent me to. I think it was probably sending me. To you, or I guess, or something like that.
I do see that you might have spoken to someone in our office. But again, that's just, they would have done the same thing as myself. Do you have any other questions, Philip?
No, that's it, really.
Okay, great. Well, I'll make sure to get that email out to you. Besides this, thank you so much for your time, and I hope the case goes very well for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.